brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Thank you so much for joining us today. The 14th day of November 2005. We're going to be live here for the next 2 hours, now in the second hour. Coming up in about 30 minutes, Paul Watson and Steve Watson from England will be in studio with us to talk about a whole host of issues, including White House declines to rule out torture if it keeps us safe. Torture is good. Also, internal Bush administration documents talking about how wonderful a terrorist attack would be, how helpful that would be to get their agenda through. Shades of 9/11 all over again, and it's the same thing everybody else is starting to say, including, I'm told, and we have confirmed, that Ray McGovern, top CIA analyst, former CIA analyst, advisor to Reagan and Bush Sr., was on C-SPAN talking about this morning, and I'm told that Rodney, coming up in a couple calls, actually saw this. Maybe Rodney can tell us more about it. Right now, let's go ahead and go back to John in Boston. John got cut off right before the last segment ended. We wanted him to be able to finish what he was talking about. Go ahead, John.
Thanks, Alex. I just wanted to say that, you know, right after 9/11, you know, having listened to you and knowing what was going on and buying your videos and handing them out, I mean, people looked at me like I had three heads. But now people come to me and they want your videos. They want to know more about your website. And I've made a lot of copies. I've handed them out to a lot of people. And now I have this Iraq war vet who fought in Iraq on the invasion. He took 9/11, Rise of the Police State, and Police State 3. He's made copies. He's given them out to people in his unit. He's given them out at his gun club. And I just think it's amazing. I think we're really making a difference by just handing out these videos and talking about it and getting out there and engaging people. I mean, I used to be called a kook. I was thrown out of a couple bars here or there because I wouldn't shut up about it being an inside job, and now people want to know even more. So I would just encourage everyone to really get out there, really stand up, man.
Well, you know that I love to repeat that Mark Twain quote of, in the beginning, a patriot is a scarce man, hated and feared, but in time when his cause succeeds, the timid join him, because then it costs nothing to be a patriot. You are that patriot. You are to be commended. And I want to thank you from the bottom of my heart for my children and all the children of America's future, because people like you are out there. We have a chance of beating this thing, and God bless you, my friend.
Thank you, Alex. God bless you.
You bet. Calls like that make it all worth it. We have to tell the truth. So much of propaganda is getting you to lie to yourself, getting you to take the easy path, getting you to be naive. Oh, they wouldn't do that. Everything's all right. Or, I believe the government's bad, but not that bad. If you look at all the admitted things they've done, the atomic soldiers, the atomic children radiating little babies in this country and in Israel. I mean, killing little toddlers, murdering our own troops, spraying nerve gas on them. Men, we're going out to train today, just flying over and killing them. Well, you got to do that to be tough. We got to get Saddam because he's torturing, but let's torture. All of this stuff's going on. And I'll say it again, none of us are safe while we sit idle by. While we sit idly by and let this New World Order put this program into place. They're putting in their electronic voting machines that are fraud-driven. They're putting in their biometrics for the control grid. They're putting in their entire program. Their entire electronic straitjacket is going into place right now. No one is for it. We're the majority. We're the people. We're supposedly the consumer. We don't want it. It doesn't protect you from identity fraud. Identity theft. Don't put up with it. Boycott it. Fight it. Say no to it. Because if we let them put this in, and we're very close now with the RFID and all of it, it's going to be really, really bad. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen. Stay with us.
What really happened September 11th, and who stands to gain? Alex Jones here, America. We answer these vital questions and much, much more in my newest and most explosive documentary yet, 911, The Road to Tyranny. In 2 hours and 24 minutes, we point a searing light of truth on the history of problem-reaction-solution. Brace yourselves as the New World Order program for world domination is blown wide open. A nightmarish post-September 11th world where the military and the police are merged. Witnesses' populations beg for national ID cards and, yes, even implantable microchips. Troops on the streets, foreign NATO aircraft in the skies. Psychotic UN population control plans and much, much more. This is one film you cannot afford to miss. Order 911, The Road to Tyranny today. Call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 1-888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. You see, Big Brother's afraid of this documentary. Order today and spread the word. America's future depends on the truth getting out.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here. You know Berkey water filters have been removing pathogenic bacteria for years. But what about those unhealthy chemicals and heavy metals in your water? The powerful black Berkey purification elements fit most gravity filters and dramatically increase their power to extract waterborne contaminants. Best of all, they filter much faster than ordinary gravity elements. This means it takes much less time to filter your water. Black Berkey elements not only remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites, but also remove trihalomethanes and volatile organic elements such as after benzene, chloride, and chloroform, MTBE, radon-222, foul taste and obnoxious odors like sulfur, even nitrates, and unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum are extracted. Supercharge your gravity filter today and order a 2-pack of Black Berkey Purification Elements for only $96 or a 4-pack for only $175 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Government is best, which governs least.
Wake up and smell the fascism.
Being in government means never having to say you're sorry.
What part of unconstitutional do you not understand, George?
In today's world full of tyranny and injustice, sometimes it seems the only thing we still have is our freedom of speech. Exercise your freedom of speech by purchasing your choice of hundreds of different Liberty stickers, from humorous to serious, at LibertyStickers.com. LibertyStickers.com can even customize your own bumper stickers. It's time to stand up for what you believe. Invest in your freedom. Get your stickers at LibertyStickers.com for your family, friends, and community.
I never voted for a war criminal. Have you?
Real conservatives hate Bush.
Go to LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626.
If only our president would listen to his God.
Perhaps Jenna Bush.
Osama bin Forgotten.
Go to LibertyStickers.com and express your freedom of speech today.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show. Because there's a war on for your mind.
A bunch of idiot slaves. They think that we're not going to wake up to what they're doing. It's up to you out there to prove them wrong. Let's get back to your calls. They're coming up in about 20 minutes. We'll be joined by Steve Watson and Paul Watson in studio. We're actually hooking up some more microphones and things right now. I had this set up for one guest. But so if you hear any popping or buzzing or anything like that, it was caused by Al-Qaeda gremlins. I'm looking at one right now crawling around on the floor. No, seriously, let's get back to your phone calls. Let's go to Rodney in Texas. Rodney, go ahead.
Good afternoon, Alex.
Hi.
I sure appreciate you taking my call. I wanted to briefly comment on a couple of points that Ray McGovern covered this morning on C-SPAN. The moderator, her name was Connie, and she did ask him about an article that appeared in the Baltimore Sun this morning regarding the vice president's push on this torture. And I found it rather interesting, and his response was that he was highly trained in the military in interrogation, and one of the first rules that he learned in interrogation is that torturing an individual, any information that you would get out of an individual that way could not be trusted. And you could tell by her reaction on the TV that she was thinking, well, if in fact the information can't be trusted, why do they want to torture these individuals? I want to put that question to you, Alex.
Well, that's the same thing that came up last Friday with Paul Craig Roberts,
mm-hmm.
former Deputy Secretary of the Treasury, and of course, editor at National Review and Wall Street Journal, of all places, saying that the Bushes are worse than the Nazis. They're taking over. They're probably going to want to torture us. They may carry out terror attacks. I mean, that's Paul Craig Roberts. He's been on the show many times in the last year and never talked like that. People are really starting to get it.
Yes.
Across the board. And we know why they did this. We know why they have them bulldoze people's cars for no reason with tanks when they're caught with a piece of firewood. We know why they capture thousands of innocent people and torture them and then release them.
Now,
it is to create hatred by the Arabs. I don't mean to interrupt, but I thought you were asking a question, Rodney.
Go ahead.
They want to generate hatred and anger. They want to demonize America internationally to then build up the supposed counter to the United States. It's the same thing they did with the Soviet Union. They create these false enemies and play them up. Our own government's running propaganda. And they admit this, to make Europe and Asia and the Middle East hate us, while domestically running propaganda that makes the public love it. And then internationally, it's meant to actually generate resistance. I'll say it again. Do the defense contractors make more money if we were in Iraq a year and fixed all the problems and left, or if we're there a decade?
A decade. We're there long term, they make more money.
So through failing, they win.
Yes. So she also asked him about this czar that's over the CIA, and he immediately told her the guy started off making all kinds of mistakes. He was referring to Porter Goss, and I just thought that his interview this morning, just a little bit that I caught, was very, very good. But
so you didn't catch all of it. We've gotten calls on and off air and emails about it saying he talked about 9/11 or talked about government-sponsored terror. Because, you know, he said on this show a few weeks ago, he said, if there's a terrorist attack, don't look at Al-Qaeda first. Look at our own government.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I what he was saying actually was essentially the same things that he said on your show, but I've caught him in some other interviews on Air America and some other programs. But he also made a statement that was similar to Paul Craig Roberts in that he said all of your mid-level and high-level CIA people have been ran off, and that's similar to what Paul Craig Roberts was saying about true conservatives last Friday in his interview with you. He had made the statement. He says, I don't recognize any of the conservatives that are in the White House right now. So it was a great interview, and he brought out a lot of great points. I didn't catch the entire thing, but like I said, you know, most of what he said, I have heard on your show, but I thought I'd just call in. Real quickly, I want to ask you about a couple of articles I've seen at your website. Found very interesting the article on the stun guns. This is never going to go away, but there was a story about a situation that took place in Georgia, where two guys were executed, and the statement by the police chief was, we think stun guns are saving lives. And how idiotic is that? I mean, all of these people are dying every day from stun guns, and this guy says it's actually saving lives. What do you think, Alex?
Well, their argument is that they would shoot you with an actual firearm, with an actual bullet, if they didn't have the option of using the stun gun. And if the police were properly trained, and if they weren't trained to just point and shoot, then I think tasers would be fine. The problem is that actually it's increasing the number of police shootings, the studies show, and it's increasing the number of deaths from the tasers themselves. Because it's training them to shoot.
Yes.
It's like a training aid with a dog, with an attack dog. You know, you don't start out training them to actually kill somebody. You do it with dummies. And so all the riot gear, the rubber bullets, the bean bags, well, they don't use them when it's a life and death situation. They use them for any reason. Oh, you talked back to me. Oh, you didn't get out of the car quick enough. Or you asked me why. Well, I'm going to taser you now. I'm going to shoot you right in your pregnant belly. Or I'm going to shoot this 95-year-old woman and I'm going to knock her prosthetic eye out of her head. You don't question me, boy. I'm the official. I'm the authority. It's this arrogant attitude that's actually encouraged. And they do this point-and-shoot training with the police to, quote, switch off the thinking process, this instinctive shooting.
Mm-hmm.
It's very, very dangerous because they will just instinctively pull and shoot just because they get an adrenaline rush or because a car backfires on the road driving past them. You know, they'll shoot the guy in handcuffs in the back three times and then the cops don't get in trouble. So clearly these are all training aids to train them to attack the public and to train the public to accept the images of us being attacked. Thanks for the call, Rodney. And I would also add this caveat to what I just said. These cop shows, they're there to condition us to accept checkpoints, to accept people being pulled over. And it sells you the image. You only see guilty people on these shows. You only see trash, toothless, white trash, stumbling around drunk, going, literally. We've all seen cops. We've all seen stories of the highway patrol. We've all seen police chases. It's all scum. You know, whether it's gang members, scum from East L.A., or whether it's white trash literally stumbling around, wife-beating trash. They go in the house. There's diapers all over the floor. This sells the image of the public as that in the police minds, in the people's minds, in everyone's minds. And then the cops are the serious professional guys with the short haircuts and the nice crisp uniforms just trying to protect us and just trying to... And we already have enough trouble with the police seeing the public as a bunch of criminals, as the police seeing us as perpetrators or potential perpetrators. We already have enough trouble with them thinking that we're all out to get them when that just isn't the truth. And you also see these cop shows filmed in New York or wherever where there's gun bans. You got a gun. You're going down, boy. Well, people all over the country see that and think, my gosh, I've got a gun. I'm going down. It creates the perception that guns are illegal because people watch shows produced in Chicago or New York or Detroit, and then then the carpet cleaner's in your house and sees a gun case of guns and says, are those legal? And then runs outside to call the police, and you're like, you're a fool. And the, I mean, this is what it's come to. It's just people are not consciously watching television. They're not consciously looking at the propaganda. And I just feel sorry for the police. I mean, the system that's being put in that's raping the people is going to rape them just as much or more. They're going to be asked to do all these horrible things, and no amount of propaganda is going to make it okay again. There's not going to be any salve here, folks. It's just going to get worse. And the good news is most special forces are waking up. The good news is most CIA people are waking up. The good news is a lot of FBI's waking up, and they're quitting or they're being run out. There have been purges under Clinton, purges under Bush, and they're putting their people in. But the good news is their people are a bunch of crook dilettantes who don't really want to work that hard. And they're busy off with their mistresses or off with their boyfriends, and they're busy off at the Swiss Alps on their skiing vacations, and they're giving orders now, and people just aren't following them. It's like Hitler. I mean, he had all these people going along with him for so long until people really starting to see what was really happening. And then a lot of his biggest supporters were trying to get him. And what we've got to realize, though, with Hitler, he was actually running things. With Bush, he's not running anything. He's a puppet. He's like a front man. It's like when the mafia owns a business and they're using it to launder money. They'll have some guy in the front office who's supposedly the CEO. Okay, but really... Mr. Carloni has called. He's got a message for you to do it. You know, we're going to bring the stuff around back there. I mean, that's who's really running things, okay? It's that simple. All right. Let's go ahead and, going back to the old Western town. I won't just pick on the Yanks up north. The old Western town, you'd have some corrupt sheriff who really worked for the local mine owner, and the sheriff had his 10 thugs, and anybody that didn't put up with the mine owner stealing people's property or pushing people around, or maybe the mine owner's son wanted somebody's daughter, so, his son beats up Billy Bob's son because he was a boyfriend with her. And then finally the town just gets mad, and there's a big shootout with the sheriff and his men, and they run them out of town. The four or five that make it out, the rest get gunned down. I mean, there were hundreds of cases of that in the Old West. Finally, either a town would die, be called a bad town. The parasites kept feeding and feeding and feeding, so people just move out. Or in other cases, they would run them out, and it would go back to being a good town. Or in some cases, there were so many resources in the town, the people would stay and put up with it. And that's a Chicago, that's a Houston, that's a... And people just... a lot of these towns have been corrupt since there were 100 people in them. You understand that, folks? And it's just passed from one fat mafia don to the next. I'm sick of it.
Here it is, folks, the 2006 Red Book, the most comprehensive edition ever published. Midas Resources believes our clients should be as informed as possible. It includes the history of U.S. coins, the actual mintages, the grading standards. Learn the stability of real money. Protect yourself from fiat currencies. They are instruments of debt. Feel the comfort and safety of real money. Midas will send you the 2006 Red Book and a genuine silver dollar for just $22.95 delivered. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237. Don't be lost in a sea of confusion. Get the 2006 Red Book. Help steer your own financial ship. Call Midas now, 1-800-686-2237.
The Berkey Lights' unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Do you know the truth about breast cancer? Did you know that the race for the cure is over? The best-kept secret in the country today is that it is now possible to kill cancer without personal suffering, mutilation, and poisoning of your entire system. Now, it's cancer's turn to die with Lays Med Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy tumors of any size without adverse side effects at a physician's office. Star Wars technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267. That's 702-953-0267. Or visit www.lasemedinc.com. That's www.lasemedinc.com. Or call LaseMed at 702-953-0267 today.
Welcome to RealityZone.com. My name is G. Edward Griffin. When I wrote The Creature from Jekyll Island, A Second Look at the Federal Reserve, I said, we must create an entirely new money supply which is 100% backed by precious metals, and we must do this within a reasonably short period of time. I'm now pleased to inform you that the Liberty Dollar Organization has done precisely that. The Liberty Dollar is 100% backed and redeemable in gold and silver. So, if you want to make money and protect your purchasing power, I encourage you to visit the Liberty Dollar at www.libertydollar.org or call 888-421-6181 to find out about getting a free copy of The Creature from Jekyll Island. That's www.libertydollar.org or call toll-free 888-421-6181.
Coming up, the White House memo. Terrorism would be such a big help for us right now. Sure hope Al-Qaeda attacks. Wink, wink. I'll get that done, Commander. So that's coming up. Right now, let's go to the calls. Charles in Louisiana, then JJ, James, Jeff, and other. A lot of J's. Go ahead, you're on the air, Charles.
How you doing, Mr. Jones?
Good, my friend.
I just wanted to, you told me to call back.
That's right. You got cut short last week when we had a guest on.
Yes, sir. I want to tell you what's happening. In New Orleans, there's bodies of guard with soldiers that nobody, they won't let nobody look at. I figure that's the ones the police shot.
Oh, yeah, there are a bunch of different mainstream AP articles, Times Picayune, about there's all these houses with dead bodies, and they won't let anyone get in and get them, and they won't bring them out.
Yes.
And then now they're trying to bring trucks in to sneak off with them. And, you know, I thought that last week, and it's something I never mentioned on air, because so much of what I put in the stack I never cover because I'm a long-winded, horrid creature. And you brought it up. You know, well, they admit that there was just endless machine gunning going on.
I got the actual number. It's a little over 1,600. That's not including the ones that drowned. These are guarded with soldiers.
Oh, I would imagine they probably killed 500 of them.
Okay, now, there's a rumor with the police that the levees had to be blown to relieve the pressure off of New Orleans. There's rumors in the police department.
That's like saying blow a dam to stop it from hitting your house right below it. I mean, if you blow it anywhere, it floods the whole area. It's ridiculous.
Well, I've been passing the tapes out in the medical department. Now, in New Orleans, all the foreigners, they got all Mexicans down there. Now, listen to this. They all in City Park. They charge him $300 for a tent, just to put a small tent there. $300.
Who is?
The city. Of New Orleans.
So they're literally ripping everyone off and feeding on the displaced right now.
Yes, sir. Now, I'm telling you, Mr. Jones, you don't have time for me to tell you what's
going
on.
Well, Paul Craig Roberts, former Reagan administration public servant, not official public servant, he said, that, and I've seen it in the press, but he was really mad about that. Bush promised all the contracts for people that live in Mississippi, Louisiana. The locals are almost getting nothing, and then they're literally bringing in illegal aliens to do the work, and then even ripping them off and not paying them.
Yes. Now, listen to this. All the people that lost their homes, they want to charge them taxes on the homes like the homes were still there. They don't have no house there, but they still want to charge them the original tax.
Well, see, that's how they're going to rip them off and then claim they own the property because you didn't pay the back tax.
Yes, because they don't have the money to pay the taxes.
I saw that too, Charles. This is now the mass raping will begin.
Now, let me tell you what's happening up here. I'll give you an example. My wife went to buy a wig for her mother. Her mother's up there. They threw rocks in the window and broke the window like they hit my mother-in-law and wife. In New Orleans, they're causing racial tension. They're selling guns. You can't even buy a gun down here. You have to order a gun. And shells are very hard to get right now. Walmart, only one Walmart selling them out of all the Walmarts across the Louisiana here. They're trying to destroy us within. But
here's the deal. There have been something like 800 and something. It was 600 months ago. The new number is 800 dead on the U.S. Mexico side in the Texas sector. And rocket attacks, mass murder, 2,000 troops, it's more than that, but the government says 2,100 and something troops have died in Iraq. I mean, in 1 year in Texas, it's approaching 1,000 in this war zone, but because they decide to not tell us about it on the news, it supposedly doesn't exist. And yes, I know it's the same thing there in the Louisiana area. You guys are just one step above what's been happening in France.
Yes, sir. Oh, yes, sir. It's very bad. It's really terrible. They just shut the mall down with two guys with AK-47s they found in a car, sitting in a car with the AK-47s. They shut the whole mall down. Mr. Jones, I wish I could talk to you off air and prove some of this stuff. I got a guy that rides a limousine. He's got a limousine service. He's been getting a lot of information going back and forth to New Orleans. But there's 1,600 bodies that they won't let nobody look at.
You know what? That is a prime article that we should write and write right now, because we have the news articles about how they won't let people in to get the bodies and they guard them and act all suspicious. And a lot of these are in high and dry areas. We know they did shoot people, and then I said we'd find out later how many they killed. I guess they won't let us know.
Oh, no, sir. But the other thing is, if somebody was to come out, and this comes from the police department at the hospitals, come out and get a little excited, they would just shoot them. They wouldn't take no chances. They would shoot. They had their own discretion to shoot. Now, that comes from the police, you know?
Their own discretion to shoot who?
Anybody that come out to give them any kind of trouble whatsoever. Around the 9th Ward, they didn't go into the 9th Ward, but around it, people was excited and trying to, you know, get the cars.
No, I remember when in the images of police aiming machine guns at people who were trying to walk out, saying, no, you can't walk out.
That's right. Yeah, that's right. And they threatened them and said, if you don't leave, we're going to shoot you. That's how they, Mr. Jones, it's crazy. It's crazy down here. thank you for taking my call, sir.
Thank you, sir. I mean, look, it's the order of the day. This country is collapsing by design. It's collapsing.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using the Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll free 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625.
The illuminated Berkey base allows most gravity filters to be used in the center of a table by raising the spigot level. Made of durable Lexan polymer, the same material used for bulletproof glass, it has 8 LED lamps. Incredibly, the low-energy LEDs will last for more than 11 years of continuous use and are bright enough to be spotted for over a mile in the dark. The LED lamps are powered by an AC adapter, and during emergencies, the rechargeable batteries will operate them all night long. When the LEDs are switched off, the AC adapter automatically recharges the batteries. The Berkey base is available in gorgeous cobalt blue or practical bright white LEDs, ideal as an emergency light, flashlight, or nightlight. Get the illuminated Berkey base for only $69, or get both white and blue for only $125 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
So what's in your shampoo, bath soap, and dish soap? Chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodiums, formaldehydes, etc.? Read the labels. Inhaling exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Also may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause you to seek medical help. Perfumes, also known as fragrance on a label, can indicate the presence of thousands of separate ingredients. Now, just by one example, here's what's in my Calben Pure Soap Shampoo. It's all natural, earth-friendly, it contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. No harsh chemicals, no animal tallow or testing. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all their cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 800-340-7091 or visit CalbenPureSoap.com.
Stories, and then we're going to go straight back to your phone calls, some of the people that are patiently holding, like JJ, James, Jeff, and many others. Again, this broadcast comes to you from deep in the heart of Texas, Austin, Texas, Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. until 2 p.m. Central Standard Time, and then back from 9 to midnight Central Standard Time. The websites are Infowars.com, Infowars.net, PrisonPlanet.com, and PrisonPlanet.tv. And coming up in a few minutes, I have in studio with me Paul Watson and his brother Steve Watson, all the way over here from Sheffield and London, respectively. And we're going to be going through the White House openly, talking about how torture is good, and they're going to keep torture because it keeps us safe from Al-Qaeda. I think I've overworn that little joke, but it's okay. We're going to continue to do it. Because it makes the point, and it's not really a joke at certain levels. It's the reality of what's happening. We also have a White House that has been passing around high-level memos with Republican leadership about how wonderful and wondrous a terrorist attack would be to get their entire agenda back online. Now, before we go to my two guests, last hour I mentioned my documentary films, but I didn't tell you how to get them. And only until the end of this year, the next month and a half, roughly, will we have these discounts available. And we're talking about as low as $5.95 per film when you get multiple copies. We're talking about all three of my DVDs, my best DVDs, American Dictators, Martial Law, and 9/11 The Road to Tyranny, for only $44.95. That's over a $30 discount. We have discounts on all the books and videos we carry. We're carrying a lot of new books and a lot of new films. We're really expanding what we offer at the book and video store online at InfoWars.com. So go to the Secure Online Shopping Cart, watch clips of the films, read about the films, order them via the Safe Secure Online Shopping Cart, and know that your support goes to this fight. 100% goes to the fight against the New World Order, goes to resisting the globalists. We understand their paradigm. We know how to defeat the New World Order. And that starts with you getting involved in exposing who's behind the terror and who was behind problem, reaction, solution. That is the foundational dogma and the foundational philosophy of our entire society and the criminally insane, sadistic, Malthusian, social Darwinistic elite that is in control. So I want you to get the videos right now. Get them and make copies and literally envision them as info bombs, as weapons, smashing lies. And you're like, I can't fight the slick news. I can't fight all the propaganda. They have to reinforce their lies every day. Their lies have to be slick. The truth doesn't have to be slick. It stands on its own. It is anathema to their program. It's like high noon to a vampire, folks. We actually can defeat this New World Order with God's help if you get involved. So here's the toll-free number to get the films as well. 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Now, in studio, I have my good buddies and also the fellows that write a lot of the articles and do the daily updates and try to read and respond to all your email. I have Paul Watson and I have Steve Watson with us. Respectively, they are known as the Waddy Watt Clan, because the Watsons are, of course, Scotties. That's the tribe that the Scots come from. So we have two wild Scotties in the studio with us today. And Paul is on video right now. We'll be putting this on the TV show. He's very sneaky looking. And I'm just having some fun with you guys. I didn't have time to set up another microphone, so you guys got to share that microphone, but it's pretty good. Just make sure you get close to it. You know, don't be scared of it. It's like a pretty girl. You can even give the microphone a kiss if you want. All right, enough of my attempts at humor. It's not a snake. It's not a cobra. It's not an al-Qaeda. It's not going to get you. All right, I'll be serious now. Let's shift gears and get into this. Gentlemen, thanks for joining us here in studio.
Good to be on the air, aren't it?
Let's start over again. Good to have you here with us, gentlemen. I didn't have your microphone on.
Good to be here, Alex.
Hello, Alex. Nice to be here.
It's good to have you guys here with us. So much has happened. I mean, the day you guys flew over here, Friday, so much news broke. We have this professor of physics coming out and saying he's looked at all the evidence. Clearly, only bombs could do this. There's a total cover-up. We have the White House memo that they just really want some wonderful terrorist attacks to get their program online. So much is starting to come out now. What's your take on that, respectively?
Well, the first thing that I noticed after arriving in Texas, the big story, and I believe it's still the big story, is the hotel bombing in Jordan, which is now being used on the media as a justification to stay in Iraq by connecting terror to Iraq. And we've posted the images on prisonplanet.com of the result of the bombing, the aftermath, and it shows basically that the ceiling was bombed as if the bombers had crawled in the rafters of the roof and detonated the bombs from there, which is interesting because the initial story was that the ceiling had been blown out, but then it was changed to suicide bombers. And then we have this media showcase of this female suicide bomber with the bomb still strapped to her chest being paraded and then being linked by family to Al Zarqawi, therefore providing the Iraq connection that justifies continued presence in Iraq.
This is just amazingly obvious and glaring. I mean, we've caught them dead to rights in England on 7/7 and 7/21. Red-handed, that's a government operation. And that's, you know, an encyclopedia of information that we've covered here many times and have that archived on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. But right at the key time this happens, then no one was buying the official story. Just like bombs under the trains, we're hearing bombs in the ceiling. Israel admits, Haaretz reported that they were warned and did evacuate. Just like in the Bali bombing, the FBI was there and evacuated. It's just always magical. And we had Benjamin Netanyahu getting a warning on 7/7 not to leave. And that was never retracted. And then the head of Mossad confirmed that they did give Netanyahu a warning. So just over and over again, it's just so convenient for the establishment.
Well, yeah, I mean, the actual physical evidence at the site of the bombing in the case of this hotel bombing in Jordan dovetails with what happened in London, because we have two separate credible eyewitnesses, one a Guardian journalist, saying that two separate sites in London on the day of 7/7, the bombs actually came up from underneath the train, and the eyewitnesses don't report any guys with large backpacks. So you've got a similar situation in Jordan where the actual physical evidence doesn't jibe with the official story.
Then we have the Bali bomber, supposedly. They never went to trial. They never had any evidence. They just say it's him. The police surround the building, they say, and then the building blows up. Well, that happened in Madrid. Curt Nemo wrote an article where he just listed example after example after example after example where they surround them and then they conveniently blow themselves up.
Well, yeah, I mean, in the case of Bali, we had the articles, it was back in October 2002, where the Taiwanese government were warned by the US government, but that warning wasn't passed on. You had top officials from the different embassies pull out of the area in the days and hours before. And then the actual bombing itself didn't jibe again with the physical evidence on the ground. You had Australian, British, CIA swoop in immediately after to clean up the scene, literally hours after the bombing.
And the reason we bring this up is they've been caught over and over and over again. It's been declassified with a bunch of different operations, but one of the big ones, Gladio, and the NATO option, and the Salvadoran option, where our government went in and carried out bombings or hired groups to carry out bombings to blame it on leftists, to blame it on their enemies. Hundreds of bombings, over 130 bombings, blowing up school buses. We have Army field manuals explaining how to do this. Killing kids gets people really upset. This is the best tactic to target children. That really gets the public to go along with our aims. Steve Watson, you've been doing this almost as long as your brother has, and you also, of course, went and studied politics and the political science and got a master's degree in it. Why don't you give us your take on the whole state of affairs concerning government-sponsored terrorism?
Well, if we go back to, say, let's go back to the Madrid bombings firstly. I mean, these people that get cornered and tend to conveniently blow themselves up continually over and over again always seem to have shady links with either security services or government agencies. Madrid bombers, it turned out, were connected to the Spanish secret security services. The London bombers, the mastermind of the London bombings was, as we know, this ASWAT character who was working for MI6 previously. I mean, it's just the same. It's the same operation over and over again. These people are always connected to the inside sources here.
And then we have official documents like Northwoods. Why don't you tell the viewers on television and the radio listeners, Steve, how Northwoods ties into all of this?
Well, I mean, if we let's say the memo that's just been leaked about how terror attacks would be helpful. It's very reminiscent of Project Northwoods. If I just read a quote.
Yeah, read some of the quotes from it.
Well, it says basically Bush would be able to unite the country in a time of national shock and sorrow. Americans would band together at a time of crisis. Very reminiscent of the text in Northwoods, which states terror casualties would cause a helpful wave of indignation. It's basically, it's just the same. We see these coming out over and over again. So with the PNAC documents, where Dick Cheney and others said that a new Pearl Harbor would be helpful for them. We saw it with Gulf of Tonkin, which we know now is a staged event. Incidentally, Project Northwoods, I was looking in a bookshop about a month ago, and there's a new book out, an encyclopedia of conspiracy theories. Basically, a lot of mumbo-jumbo about aliens and things like that. And in between all this, they throw in Project Northwoods. Now, Project Northwoods is not a conspiracy theory. It's a declassified US government document. It's just over and over again, these things come up and up, and we just continue to cover them, and it's the same thing over and over.
Well, we knew back in 64 when Gulf of Tonkin happened. It was in the San Diego Tribune. People got off the ships and said, we were there attacking them, and they were smart enough not to shoot back. I mean, our government sent in attack boats and was attacking the Vietnamese, the communists, and they were, and I'm not defending them, folks. I don't agree with their ideology, but the point is, this is wrong what our government did. And then when they didn't shoot back, because they planned to start the war right there, they just announced, and they attacked our aircraft carriers, and they were vicious and hateful, and we were just trying to give them, you know, daisies, because we love them. So we knew back then, and then 2 years ago, we got the LBJ tapes released from right here in Austin. I mean, his library released him, where he's on the phone with McNamara, going, well, that didn't happen, so we need to tell him it did and get the war going with this. This will be very useful. And McNamara, well, that's good, Mr. President, yes. The press is starting to get onto this. We've got to really get this out to them and get the story straight with all our people. All right, I'll take care of it. So our ships were in there attacking them, and that was the plan all along. Yes, Mr. President, that's the plan all along. So this is what they do. USS Liberty, same story. Let me read our comments on the Capitol Hill Blue story, and then I want to get into the article itself. GOP memo touts new terror attack as a way to reverse party's decline. And our comment is, this document adds to the mountainous pile of smoking gun evidence of government complicity in staged terror attacks and other false flag operations. It has now been declassified, as we already knew. The Gulf of Tonkin never happened. It was staged to get us into Vietnam. Operation Northwoods was the official U.S. government plan to carry out 9/11-style attacks against the American people and blame it on foreign enemies as a pretext for war. Read below as the government leaders salivate over how wonderful a devastating terror attack would be against the American people for their policies. It would force us to accept total enslavement. It goes on to talk about how sorrow and pain, to talk about our sorrow and pain and about how it would be could be directed. I've been reading Capitol Hill Blue for years, and they are one of the most impeccable sources we found. Publicly published PNAC documents before 9/11 had saliva stains all over them, as Dick Cheney and others talked about how a helpful Pearl Harbor attack would be for their agenda. PrisonPlanet.com recently interviewed conservative leader Paul Craig Roberts, and he stated that we're in a real danger of the Bush administration staging terror attacks to defibrillate, that is, jumpstart their heart, their agenda. And now here is the actual news article. GOP memo touts new terror attack as way to reverse party's decline. A confidential memo circulating among senior Republican leaders suggested that a new attack by terrorists on U.S. soil could reverse the sagging fortunes of President George W. Bush, as well as the GOP, and restore his image as a leader of the American people. See, if we attack them, they'll ask us to save them. So sick. It's like a serial killer comes and rapes you and stabs you five times. Then he walks out of the room, pulls the rubber mask off, and he walks in wearing the same clothes with your bloodstains on it. And you go, oh, you saved me. Oh, I want to marry you. Oh, I mean, it is sick, folks. Ugh, so sick. Continuing, the closely guarded memo lays out a list of scenarios to bring the Republican Party back from the political brink, including a devastating attack by terrorists that could validate the president's war on terror and allow Bush to unite the country in a time of national shock and sorrow. The memo says such a reversal in the president's fortunes could keep the party from losing control of Congress in 06 midterm elections. GOP insiders who have seen the memo admit it's a risky strategy and point out that such scenarios are blue sky thinking that often occurs in political planning sessions. And the president's popularity was at all-time highs following the 9/11 attacks. Yeah, like 90%. Americans band together in a time of crisis. And it goes into talking about how if we have sorrow, if we have pain, It can be directed. The memo outlines other scenarios, including the capture of Osama bin al-Sayyid Laden, a drastic turnaround in the economy, a successful resolution of the Iraq War. And the GOP memo no longer talks of victory in Iraq, but the use of the term successful resolution. And it goes on again to talk about sorrow and our pain and how to direct it and how to control it and how to do all this. And Capitol Hill Blue, time and time again, I mean, they report on stuff that then later comes out in mainstream news. They have the sources. You know, they first reported about Bush at throwing fits and screaming at 18-year-old staffers and running around foaming at the mouth and convulsing. And now that's in New York Daily News. I mean, with Bill Clinton, they broke so much. They've really got sources deep inside. And but I don't need this document. I don't need this article about a memo. We have PNAC where they say it even more clearly. Comments on that, Steve? And hog that microphone for me. Get up there. Take that hill. Attack that microphone. I tell you what, we're going to break. We're going to come back. And in studio, we have Ryan Slickhuysen. Maybe we'll get him on the microphone later. Stay with us, ladies and gentlemen, as the clan of the Wathies rides shotgun, and we have the Slickhuysen in here with us as well. And I'm Jones, your host. Stay with us.
There is a secret that holds the world's destiny in its grasp. Hello, my friends. Alex Jones here. Learn that secret with my new film, Martial Law, 9/11 Rise of the Police State. Martial Law plumbs the depths of the New World Order's ideology, their philosophy. Out of the ashes of the September 11th tragedy, a dark empire of war and tyranny has risen. The Constitution has been shredded, and America is now a police state. This film exposes not just who was behind the 9/11 attacks, but the roots and history of its orchestrators. Martial Law is a blazing spotlight piercing the electronic Berlin Wall of controlled corporate media. Plumb the depths of the elite's minds, their ideology, their driving philosophy, and uncover the power-mad cult of death that is sworn to turn the Earth into a prison planet. Discover the documented truth for yourself before it's too late. Call toll-free to get a copy of Martial Law. 1-888-253-3139. Or visit InfoWars.com and the secure shopping cart. That's InfoWars.com or 888-253-3139. Or watch the film right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Get the new Berkey battery adapter, an inexpensive yet long-term backup power supply for your Berkey Light LED system. The Berkey's LED lamps are unique because, incredibly, they have an average life of over 11 years of continuous use and are so bright they can be spotted for more than a mile in the dark, yet require very little energy. That's why this revolutionary new technology is a bit expensive. But it's worth every penny because the low-energy LEDs are able to provide light all night long for over 2 weeks on a single set of four AA alkaline batteries. That's right. Incredibly, your emergency light will operate every night for over 2 weeks for the price of four small AA batteries. Be prepared for unexpected emergencies and get the Berkey battery adapter, complete with on-off switch for only $10 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show. Because there's a war on for your mind.
You've got to understand, folks. When I started out in radio, I was always in a studio. There were board ops and producers in there. And then I shifted over to doing a radio show for the last 8 years or so, or 7 years, out of my house. In a little studio, a little cubby hole by myself, always having guests on the phone, but now every week we're going to have guests in studio. Last week it was Bob Dacey. I want to get Tex Mars. George Humphreys in here in studio. A lot of other people. We might have Frosty Wooldridge in, but I've got British National TV coming in here Thursday, and I'm going to interview the guy on air while they do the interview. It'll become like a cross interview. So that'll be fun. That's coming up. So if I seem like I'm screwing around a little bit, it's just because it's... I'm normally a pretty jovial guy, wouldn't you guys say so?
Yeah, of course.
I also am your boss, so tell them how great I am.
He's great.
No, to be serious, to end the levity, I want to come back in the next hour and go right to JJ, James, Jeff, and many others that are holding. The toll-free number to join us is 1-800-259-9231. I want to talk about the avian flu. I want to talk about this guy that defeated AIDS with vitamins. That's mainstream news. You know, that's BBC, London Telegraph, The Independent. I want to get more into the schizophrenic answers we're getting about how torture's good, torture's bad. We're against torture. You're going to prison for torturing. Saddam's bad because he tortures, but we torture. So I want to flesh that out and discuss that more because I think it's a key area that needs to be examined and get more into this memo. Where the White House is circulating this around to Republican leaders about how wonderful and helpful a terrorist attack would be and how your sorrow and your anger could be channeled. I mean, again, here's motive again. They're explaining why they want to do this. Good old boys all the time say, Alex, just why would they do that? I just can't imagine. Well, how would that help the government? That's ridiculous. Well, why did Hitler firebomb his own Reichstag to get martial law going? And if we don't expose this, it's over for this country. But side issue, I got home last night, and my wife, I told her the story of what happened yesterday, and she said, that sounds like one of those little corporate bonding trips, but we didn't do it on purpose. We marched up Enchanted Rock, which is this big batholith, this giant hill or mountain, small mountain, big hill. And I said, why doesn't the map show a trail over the backside? Let's just try to go over the backside. And well, what was that like, guys? Was that fun?
Yeah, the Brits came to Texas and we conquered all.
Very funny. And last night you said something bad about George Washington.
Yeah, I won't be repeating that. I had a bit of bad luck last night. Maybe it was due to that. But it was a lot of fun, yeah. Tiring, but worthwhile.
Scaled the mountain.
But once we got down on the other side, we saw these people with ropes, mountain climbing, where we'd been skittering down the side. We're lucky to be in one piece.
It was quite steep, especially when you've got some kind of middle ear infection, which affects your balance. It's quite daunting, but we got through it. We slid down like seals.
But the reason I bring this up is... the cops, the park rangers, and we're on the radio out there, and I'm going to complain about this again. Last time I was at Enchanted Rock was about 8 years ago, and they were rude to me then. I'm clean cut, driving a decent vehicle, politely asked for questions, and I'm sick of it. We saw some police driving about a mile an hour, and I simply asked them where we could get bottled water. But before I'd even ask that, tell folks what happened.
Well, they just kind of... were very sardonic in saying hello and saying goodbye. It was very arrogant, and it's probably the way they treat everybody. I mean, the old definition was that, you know, they were there to help the public, but they were very arrogant on that occasion.
Absolutely, and again, it sounds like a petty issue. It's that I remember as a child they were real nice and friendly, and now you go to a national park or state park, they're usually real like you're a disease or something. And They're rolling about a mile an hour. I was like, hi, how you doing? I have a question. And the guy just says, hello, goodbye. And then he just gave me dirty looks and really wouldn't answer my question. It was just a friendly question.
If you would like a copy of this show, come to GCNLive.com and reserve it today. Or call toll-free 877-300-7645.